Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. In addition to this podcast, you can find a lot more information on my website, lovingthismamalife.com. I'm also on Instagram at _lovingthismamalife, and I'm on Facebook at lovingthismamalife. So check that out and hope you enjoy. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Mommy Life. I had a couple of people reach out to me and ask if I had some favorite products or some of my must-haves or favorite things for having a baby and raising an infant. And so I had put together a list because I have a couple of friends who I work with who are having babies, and they asked me sort of like, what are some of your must-have things for when your son was born that we should register for, that we should use? So I put together a little list. Again, these are just things that work best for me. Some may not work for you, or you may have something that works better, and that's fine. But these are just some of a handful of things that I really enjoyed having it when we're sort of like instrumental for me. And I would say the number one must have that I loved was my Owlet smart sock. It's pretty pricey. It's not in everyone's budget, but for me, it was like a must have. It's a fabric sock that has a sensor on it and goes on little baby's foot when they sleep, and it senses their blood oxygen level and their heart rate. So it syncs up to a base station that you can put in your living room or in your bedroom. Ours is in our bedroom on our dresser, and the base station will pulse a real light, gentle green light if everything's fine. If the sock gets out of range or it loses a connection, it'll pulse like a blue color. And if the sock just comes off, it'll pulse a yellow color. And then if the baby's ranges for their blood ox and or their heart rate gets outside the normal range, it's going to pulse a bright red and make a loud alarm. And it also syncs up through Wi-Fi to your smartphone, so it'll alert you on your phone as well. The alerts for if the sock loses signal or if it falls off, those will alarm too. In my case, I turned those off because his bedroom is down the hall, and at this point, he's just over a year. I still like to have it on because I still like to check him on my phone and see how everything's going, especially if he has a cold or he's sick, that his oxygen levels are okay, and it just gives me peace of mind. But I don't want to get alerted in the middle of the night unless it's an emergency. So if the sock gets out of range for a little while, I don't want to get an alert on that. So we just do it as part of our bedtime routine. We give him a bath and put his lotion on. Then we put his jammies on, or we put his diaper on, put his little smart sock on, and he sleeps in footy pajamas every night. So we put the footies on, and those help keep the sock in place. And it's just been a real game changer for me. It gave me total peace of mind, and it was just incredibly helpful to have. And it was the main reason why I was able to move him out of my room and into his own room at 3 months, because I knew that I didn't need to be right next to him, that he had his outlet sock on, and that would alert us if there were any problems. We never actually used it for his naps. We just used it for nighttime sleep, but you can use it for naps too. It plugs into the base station to charge, and it's really great. They recently came out with a baby monitor to add to the smart sock that's a camera that you hook up in the room. And I've heard really great things about that. We bought a pretty pricey baby monitor that I'm not thrilled with, but since we spent a decent amount of money on it, I don't want to toss it and get a new one. But I really wish that the outlet camera had come out before my son was born so that we could have gotten that one too. So the outlet smart sock is great. Swaddles. I use the Swaddle Me swaddles. They're really nice because they have a little sack at the bottom, and then it's got Velcro wings at the top, so they just you can Velcro it nice and snug. There's another swaddle that I also really liked called Ollie swaddle, and those were really great as well. They're Velcro as well, and they're just really convenient because I never was great at doing a really tight, snug swaddle for my son with just a regular blanket. My husband got pretty good at it when we were in the hospital. He had a lot of practice, so he was able to get a nice, tight, snug swaddle, but I always had a hard time with those, and the more snug they are, the more comforting they are to baby. So I found the Velcro ones a lot easier for me, and so those were really great for me. For his first 3 months, Lucas, my son, slept for naps and for nighttime sleep in a rock and play, an automatic rock and play in our room. There's a lot of controversy around the rock and play. The instructions with rock and play say that you shouldn't leave them in there to sleep because, like I said in one of my earlier podcasts, Lucas would sometimes sleep in the car seat. We'd go for a car ride to get him to sleep at night and then just leave him in there. There's controversy around that as well because if their chin goes down and touches their chest and they slump down in a certain position, it actually closes their airway and they can't breathe. But if you have the outlet sock on them, that helps with that. Well, I say the automatic rock and play because we bought one that has a little foot at the end that runs for 8 hours and it just continually rocks, which was so great. The only downside about that is that my husband or I, one of us had to get up before the 8 hours was up and turn it off really quick and then back on. So A, my son didn't wake up, and B, so that it wouldn't turn off in the middle of the night and he'd wake up. So that's the downside of that. But we found it to be a really successful in helping with that, plus the swaddle really helped him sleep for longer stretches at night once he got a little bigger. The Gerber, just white cloth diapers, we loved those for spit up rags. My son had a little bit of acid reflux when he was a baby, so he would spit up a lot, and we found that those rags, we just bought them off Amazon, were super cheap and really absorbent and really soft. We still use them in the car to like wipe his little nose or wipe his face when we're out and about places because they're just really soft. And we would just hold them under his chin when we'd feed him because he would always spit up some. So that was really helpful for that. I really enjoy the Ergo 360 baby carrier. It really worked well for me. I still use it. My son is 22 pounds now, but it's really comfortable. You can wear it a bunch of different ways. You have to buy like an infant insert to go in it when they're babies, and that's usually sold separately from the carrier unless you can buy like an infant set that comes with it. But it's just a little insert you put inside and just keeps them nice and snug. And they start off facing towards you, meaning their chest is against your chest. And as they get a little older and they have better neck support, you can turn them around so they can face outwards. You can also use the ergo to carry them on your hip on the side, or lately I've actually been using it with my son. You can carry them on your back, like a little backpack. And he really likes it because it's easier for me because he's a little heavier to bear his weight on my back, and he likes to be able to look around and check stuff out over my shoulder. So it actually works really great. As far as strollers, initially I got the Chico Bravo Key Fit travel system. I absolutely loved the infant car seat. I thought it was really easy to use. We got a couple bases, one for my car, one for my husband's car, and the car seat just clicked in and out. So simple, really easy to use. The stroller was a little heavy for me, and I wasn't really that pleased with how it rode over like bumpy sidewalks and asphalt and things like that. I do a ton of walking, and we were walking a ton with my son in the stroller, and I just found that it just wasn't really up to par with what I needed. So I actually ended up getting the Bob Rambler stroller, and Bob sells a bunch of different adapters for different car seats. So I bought the adapter for the Chico Bravo, and so I could just click the car seat into the stroller when he was younger. And now that he's just over a year, he doesn't use the car seat attachment. Obviously, he just hangs out in the stroller and he just loves it. And the tires are like bike tires on the Bob strollers, so they glide really easily over bumps and cracks in the sidewalk, and when we go hiking, they go really well over off-roading type scenarios, so they're really great. What else? We had a bouncy chair for Lucas. It's a little chair that they sit in, and it's sort of like, it's a recline chair, so we would give him his bottle in that, and once he was able to hold his bottle, he'd hold his own bottle, and it was just a good incline for him. That they're like on a metal frame. It's fabric over a metal frame, and you can just sort of tap the top of it, and it just sort of like bounces. When he got a little older, my son was actually able to bounce it himself. There's a lot of really great brands. We got ours just through Fisher-Price. They make a bunch of them, and some of them have like little mobile type things that are over them that the babies really like, or they have little toys attached on the side that they really like. In addition to that, once he got a little bigger, my son really liked his bouncer. It's like a jumperoo, and it's also by Fisher-Price. The one we had is like a rainforest theme. So they actually sit in it, and their legs dangle down. And once they're tall enough, their legs will hit the floor and sort of bounce off. And they'll just sort of bounce up and down. And they really, really, I mean, he loved it. He could spend hours in it, and it lights up and makes music and has all kinds of things for him to play with and grab at. And so he really enjoyed that. So that was, and that lasted us probably until he was almost a year, and then he got too tall for it. So then we had to switch to something else. A couple other small sort of must-have type things. A baby bath. We bought a Fisher-Price one that is like it's called a sling seat tub, and it's a plastic tub, and for an infant it has like a mesh fabric sling in it, and then you can take that out, and it's for bathing them over the sink in the kitchen. You can just put the bath right on top of the sink, and then when my son got a little older, we'd put the bath straight in our bathtub. And now at a little over a year, he's just graduated to just being in the full bathtub, which he totally loves. Another thing would be a mirror for the car. So kids they have to be rear facing until they're about 2 years old, or until they reach 40 pounds or 40 inches. So my son is in the rear passenger seat, and I have a little mirror on the back of that headrest so that I can see his face and see what he's up to and chat with him in my rearview mirror. So that's a really nice to have. If you plan on using bottles or pumping, it's really helpful to get a little dishwasher bottle insert. The brand I got was Munchkin Deluxe deluxe dishwasher basket. And it's just a little plastic basket that you put in the top rack of your dishwasher that closes. And you can put all your like bottle nipples, like bottle pieces in there, pacifiers, chew thing, like teethers, anything like that. You can put it in there and then it can be washed on super hot water and sanitized without having to lose all the pieces. Bottles, we ended up, initially we wanted to use Philips Advent for Lucas, but when we got him home from the hospital, gave him his first bottle of formula in it, he wouldn't drink it. And so I was a little panicked until I realized we had a couple Dr. Brown bottles, and I made those, and those he would drink out of. So one of the things I suggest to all my new moms is when you're getting bottles, don't get a bunch of one kind. Get maybe two or three different kinds, and then because that it's highly likely that your baby may not take to one of them or any of them, so you need to find one that works for your baby, and then once you find that, then you can buy more of that. So Dr. Brown's worked best for us, so that's what we used exclusively until he turned a year and we got off bottles. My little guy is sick all the time. He's in daycare, so he gets colds constantly. One of the things that I swore that I would never do that I heard a lot about is it's called the baby nose Frida. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to use that to suck snot out of my kid's nose. But when he got so sick that his nose was so congested and we weren't able to just get him to clear up on his own, a bunch of my friends suggested just using it. And so I finally resorted to it and I went out and bought it, and it works great. And it's very sanitary and it's not gross and it's so effective. I haven't found anything that's as effective. So really suggest that you look into getting that if your little guy or little gal gets sick, gets a cold and has a stuffy runny nose, this will help clear it up so fast. So it was really amazing. And then as far as that, I think that is pretty much it on my list of must-haves. So hopefully that had some helpful information and you're able to use some of those ideas. Have a great one. Thanks for listening.